Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Open lines, 248-539-9797. It doesn't appear that anybody was at the Mud Hens game last night. So here's what happened. Akil Baddoo came up to the plate in the first and tripled. Then in the sixth, he tripled again. And then in the eighth, he tripled for a third time. Akil Baddoo had three triples last night.
You know, I saw that he had three hits. I did not realize they were three triples. That's crazy.
I don't know that I've ever seen that before.
I'm pretty sure I've never seen that before.
Yeah. A triple is such a rare occurrence. I remember Sports Illustrated years ago did a story on the triple being the most exciting play in baseball and the anatomy of a triple and all that has to happen on a triple. And the triple is the play where the most players on the field are moving at the same time, from guys running the bases to cutoffs getting aligned to multiple outfielders chasing the ball to pitchers backing up throws. There's a lot that goes on during a triple. But yeah, three triples for Akil Baddoo last night.
So it's been done,
yeah,
in the major league level.
Can I guess who the last player to do it was?
Sure.
Willie McGee.
It is not Willie McGee. Willie McGee never did it.
Okay. Moreno.
It's not Omar Moreno. If we go past 1980, so we don't get, you know.
Alan Wiggins.
Not Alan Wiggins. In fact, I don't know if
UL Washington.
Is not UL Washington.
All right, who is it?
So the most recent to do it was last year. Xavier Edwards of Miami went 4-for-6 in the game at Toronto and had three triples.
Sweet. He was my next guess.
The last player to do it was 10 years earlier. Yasiel Puig did it for the Dodgers.
Yasiel Puig.
He had four hits. Denard Span. One of my favorite names in all of baseball.
It really sounds dirty.
It does.
What's your Denard Span?
100%, right? It's a measurement for the distance between. Yep. Yeah, he did it actually against the Tigers.
Did he?
Back in 2010, did that in Minnesota against the Tigers. He went 4-for-4 in that game with five RBIs. And then... Rafael Furcal, Lance Johnson, Herm Winningham, Sean Dunstan, Craig Reynolds, and Doug Flynn and Ken Landreau. Those are the 10 players that have done it since 1980.
Nice. Ken Landreau. Wow. 248-539-9797. Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Let's get back to your open line calls. We go to Jim and Frazier. You're on 97.1. Hello, Jim.
Hey, guys. You know, I think the biggest thing the Tigers need the most, and I look back at it, is the relief pitching. I'm concerned, even at the next 80 games or so forth, and then at the playoffs, is if Mize or one of the starters gets about 90 pitches, 100 pitches by the fifth, and we're up 4-3 or 3-2 or tied, I don't know if I have any. I don't know if these relief pitchers can handle this. I'm really concerned about the middle relief pitching. I think eighth and ninth innings, I think we're fine. I'm concerned with the sixth and seventh. Holden is fine, I think. Holden will be fine. He's been around. But after that, I don't trust any of those other relievers that we have.
So
right,
you're not
now
talking about Canely and Vest that come later in the game.
No,
you're talking about,
no,
okay.
No, I'm talking about Holden and the rest of those guys. Holden will be fine. He's going to be okay. It's the rest of those guys.
It's the other H's that you're concerned about with Hanafy or Herder.
Yes. Absolutely.
So those guys have been pretty good. Jim, I will tell you, I mean, you sound like A.J. Hinch with a little more panic in your voice. But A.J. said, and it was cool, and he kind of echoed these thoughts, Jim, this week he said, I've been around long enough to know that every team that's in contention at the trade deadline wants to add bullpen help at the trade deadline, and it falls in line. I mean, the fact that Tyler Holton has returned to form is a major development for this team. Alex Lang has had a delay in his comeback, and he could be useful for this team. But it doesn't sound like, I mean, AJ said in the same interview, he said he talks to Scott Harris twice a day, and then later said, I've been around long enough to know that every team in Major League Baseball that's contending wants bullpen help. Well, I'm going to guess that some of his conversations with Scott Harris are centered around bullpen help.
I think the one that's really hurt us a lot that I thought was going to come back was Brisky. I thought he was going to, I mean, the way he pitched at the end of the year last year, yeah. I was amazed. I mean, he was our number one reliever when we played Cleveland. I'm like, this guy's just, and he's come out this year, and I heard Pat talk last night or a couple nights ago that he's struggling down in Toledo.
Yeah, he's not pitched really well there.
That hurts us because I really thought he was going to be a huge, huge impact on our bullpen, and that's really hurt us a little bit.
Well, they've got a bunch of arms in the minors. I'm curious if they're going to promote any of those guys to give them a shot. Of course, they will periodically, but will one of them latch on and really show that he is earned the right to pitch for this team?
Feedback coming in from an unnamed texter. I am so sick of the term gritty being used for all our teams. It's called a thesaurus. Can't we find a different word for these Tigers? We did this as a topic about 3 weeks ago, and it was really funny because people came up with all kinds of terms. But it's amazing how many times people came back and said, you know, but gritty really does
fit. Yeah, it really is gritty.
And you know, I get it because I'm laughing. I'm like, all our teams can't be gritty. I would like to see their home attendance pick up. We're 18th overall, and we have the best team in baseball. We seem to get good crowds on the weekends, but during the week, we don't. It'll be intriguing to see when the dust settles, where this team ranks in attendance. I suspect they'll keep moving up the list, but this is Paul standing on a floor. Hi, Paul, standing on a floor. I'm tired of hearing that the Tigers lost a series or lost a couple games, and then that's the reason for concern. Well, when they do lose a game or a couple games, it is kind of funny. We invariably get trade calls the next day. Tired of hearing about Jake Rogers' defense. He can't hit, and Dingler has a better arm. We should have dumped him and kept Carson Kelly.
Well, it's easy to say when Carson Kelly's having a hell of a season.
He is.
But Dylan Dingler is supplanted Jake Rogers as the number one catcher on this team. And Jake is one of these glue guys, though. Team loves him. And we'll see how many more years he has with the Tigers. But the Tigers have catching prospects in the organization they like a lot.
So they're not going to be perfect. They are going to make mistakes. And rest assured, I mean, if you feel like you're hearing about it too much, the truth is, the number two catcher isn't going to command a ton of attention. Dingler can't play every day. You don't want to play a catcher every day. And most teams' second catcher is probably not. I mean, many teams' first catcher can't hit. So if you're, and he didn't say he's worried. He just said he's sick of hearing about it. If many teams' first catchers can't hit, guess what their second catchers are going to be? There are a lot of catchers that play in Major League Baseball that can't hit.
So the Tigers this year are averaging just under 28,000 fans per game. Last year it was like 23,000 fans a game. Mm-hmm. So it's gotten better this year, and I suspect it's only going to continue to climb now that we're into the summer months and more people come out. They've always started slowly because of the weather in April and May, but you know, now that it's warming up and this is the best team in baseball, you'll see. I mean, you'll probably get close to 120,000 fans this weekend.
What did we say earlier this week? At the time, the average OPS in Major League Baseball was 715, I believe.
Yeah.
Do you know how many catchers right now, qualified catchers, have an OPS above 715?
Two.
Four. So virtually everybody else is below average. Of course, that's those that have qualified, those that have enough at-bats. 248-539-9797. What else do we have here? Tired of hearing about... the number one thing I'm tired of hearing about with the Tigers is Scooble's future. It takes away how incredible he has been the last season and a half. We all might as well soak it up whether he stays or goes. He's too fun not to. That's from Jordan in Westland. And I agree, and that one's come up before, Jordan. You know, it gets talked about when people write about it or callers bring it up. It is a future story that could be a future challenge. In the meantime, there's a job to do, and the job's to win the World Series, and we got a horse that can lead us there. And he's awesome. He's absolutely awesome. I think that stat, I remember the beginning of the season.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Lost his first two starts, and people were, you know, talking about how did they lose these Scooble starts, and what has he done since? They've won 14 of his 16 starts since, which is crazy. 248-539-9797. Ed in a car says, trade Javi now. Strike while the iron's hot. $35 million next year so we can find a team to take him. When this team is healthy, Javi doesn't have an everyday position. Then call Atlanta and make a deal for Austin Riley. Give up a couple prospects, including McGonagall or Clark. Detroit will love Riley.
I don't think, if you're another team, do you want to trade for Javi Baez?
I think there'd be a weird market for Javi. I mean, maybe he just wants to get out from under the contract, and that's his motivation more than anything. But I think it'd be a very, very weird market for Javi, because teams will probably not trust him to give up. If a team wants him, then they're probably going to lowball the Tigers and say, "Look, it's this track record." But I don't know that upsetting the apple cart right now is the thing to do. Like, do we really want to move away from a player that's playing well pretty much every day? It's, by the way, really well liked. Unnamed texture, I know Melton is a starter in Toledo, but his triple-digit fastball, I'd like to see him get a chance in the bullpen for the Tigers. Next text, I don't agree that the team, the way it's presently constructed, can win a World Series. You need more shutdown pitching and offense than we have. Doug and Gator, are you really standing on the Tigers' pitching staff as complete? There is no reason to add. I think that would be a big mistake. No.
I don't think we've ever said that. No. In fact, I've said emphatically, this team needs to add to the bullpen. I'd like to add two arms to the bullpen.
I mean, if a caller called up and made the case for Paul Skeens, and we get into, well, and talk about that, or they need to add another starter or whatever.
What's realistic is what we're looking at. And, you know, I mentioned that there may be some arms at Toledo that they're going to look at. Alex Lang is someone they're going to look at. Who's the pitch? Jose Urquita, or was it?
Yeah, that guy that forgotten.
That's another one that could get an opportunity. But I was looking at the stats last night. There's a pitcher there named Drew Summers, who the Tigers got from the Rays organization prior to this season, maybe even last season. I think it was prior to this season. Mason Elgert was the trade, I believe. And he is in 19 and two-thirds innings, has 28 strikeouts. He's been a pretty good minor league pitcher throughout his career. He's got a low ERA of 2.29, batting average against a 208. We'll see if he continues to pitch as well as he has, if he gets an opportunity. But they do have some arms, is what I'm saying. I still want to trade for guys, because when you're trading for a major league arm, that's a known commodity. It's not just, hey, he's trending in the right direction because of his minor league
career. Maybe this guy can help us. Yeah. It's a bit more of a certainty for sure. 248-539-9797. Another edition. Are you going to eat that at 12:35? It is Carson Anderson on 97.1.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21+. T&Cs apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, isn't it refreshing?
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhance game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.